CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChute portion. And we do have an EchoLink station, so we're going to go ahead and start off with EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. This is Whiskey November 4, Victor, WN4V, John in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County, hometown Hickory, North Carolina. I'm negative and negative. Good evening, Dave, WN4V.
Okay, net control, like recognize WN4V. That's John in Manatee County, Bradenton, Florida. Good to have you with us tonight, John from Hickory, North Carolina. I used to go there to compete in model airplane competition. I remember Hickory very well. Good to have you with us tonight. Hope you're having good weather in Florida. Appreciate you being here. And tonight being Saturday night, Friday night, Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Tonight being Friday night, we're going to begin with Uniform through Zulu. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with the U through Z and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, I guess everybody's taking everybody out to lunch or to supper for Valentine's Day. Might be a light net this evening for whoever is listening. Uniform through Zulu, one last chance. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
I'm not out to dinner. I'm working, and I just got on the road. I missed the first call. Please check in N4ZLK, Shane, mobile on 85. No traffic, no table. Good evening.
JW. Kilo 4 X-ray, Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize N4ZLK. That's Shane. He is out there mobile. Sorry you're having to work this evening, Shane, but happy Valentine's Day anyway. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Sounding good as usual, Tommy. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll hop up to the top of the alphabet, A through Z, A through Delta, Alpha through Delta, in the first letter of the suffix you're calling, you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. David, please check in, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike, Tor, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in VTOP, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Jumping. Please check in, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Alpha, Oscar, Whiskey, David, and Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, he's spring with him, KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle, all from Piedmont. Sounded good tonight, Rick. Tell Michelle and Lorena we said hey, hope you guys are having a fantastic start to the weekend. And KO4AOW, KO4AOW, that's David. Got a good signal in from Inman this evening, David. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Hope you're having a great start to the weekend. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta?
JW. Please check in, November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. Negative and negative tonight.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize N4DJC. That's Jerry, sounding good from Anderson tonight. Jerry, appreciate you being with us this evening. All right, we'll go ahead and move to the Echo Through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix that are called that begins with the letters E through H. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Hey, please check in Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike. Spread in Traveler's Rest, Maui Island, November 4, India, Echo India. Negative, negative, TR, thank you.
4DJW. 4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene, in Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
JW. Leaving the net, please check in. November 9, Golf Sierra X-ray Mike. Also, November 9, Papa, Kila, Papa, Jama. West Union, no traffic, but I'll stick around for Ray Jew. Good evening. To you and all on the net.
Okay, there's a good group. That control like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. Bring with him in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're in Traveler's Rest. Sounding good tonight, Fred. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. W4FHJ. That's Gene and Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Gene. Hope your weekend is getting off to a good start. In 9GSX, that's Mike. He's bringing with him in 9PKP. That's Miss Jama. They're in West Union. Tell Miss Jama we said hello, Mike, and I've got you down for comments. We'll be back to you in just a little bit. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, we'll move along to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix or call that begins with the letters I through L and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and I'm going to say negative, negative. 73 is for each one of you.
DJW, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James. He is in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and you're sounding exceptionally clear tonight into the repeater, James. Sounds really good. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You're sounding really good tonight, Larry, too. Propagation must be in our favor this evening. Everybody's sounding good. Appreciate you being here to tell Miss Donna we said hello. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving right along to the Mike through Papa group, stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters M through P, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Oscar Victor Quebec, Stacy and Anderson, I'll be negative, negative. Hey, Dave.
DJW. Oscar 4, Mexico Zulu, KO4MZ, Eric Blue Ridge, and negative, negative.
Okay, well, there's two good calls I haven't heard in quite a while. Net control, I'd like to recognize N4OVQ. That's Stacy and Anderson. Good to hear you on the radio, Stacy. Haven't heard you in quite a while. Appreciate you taking the time to be here this evening. Hope you're off to a great start to the weekend. And KO4MZ, that's Eric. Over there near where I go to fly airplanes at Foothills Flyers. Good to have you with us tonight, Eric. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're still enjoying FastScan TV. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope everything's going well with you. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Well, I'm glad Mike decided he was going to stick around for Rag Chew because otherwise this would have been a really short one. We're going to go ahead and move on to the Quebec through Tango group, stations with the first letter of suffix their call that begins with letters Q through T. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Romeo Golf X-ray. This is Carol in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4DJW. 4 Tango Sierra Jim from the rear deck and pelvis. Negative and negative.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KM4RGX. That's Carol in Greenville. Good to have you this night, Carol. You're sounding good. And the traveling postcard has come home. KW4TS. That's Jim And Pelzer, good to have you with us tonight. Jim, glad to know that you're not moving and you're safe at home. Appreciate you being with us this evening. We're going to go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. John up at Parish Mountain, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net, 6-3-7-1.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KE4JRK. That's John from Paris Mountain. You're sounding good direct on RF, John. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Hope your weekend is getting off to a great start. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW, this is WB4, Fox Echo Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net. Hope everybody's well, and happy Valentine's Day. And Dave, I'm just going to be clear tonight, okay? I'm working on my mic here.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize WB4FEE. That's Dan. He's in Simpsonville. You're sounding good tonight, Dan, on whatever mic you're on. If you're working on another one, that one sounds good. And, yeah, you get a reprieval for tonight because Mike's going to hang around. So appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Hope you're having a wonderful start to the weekend. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG-2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG-2s. And the first and only one up on the stump this evening is in 9GSX. Mike, you got it all to yourself. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
And Dave, hope you and Amy had a good Valentine's Day and everyone on the net. I forget what night it was. I was listening in the midnight. I wasn't listening to some scanner, I think, but the repeater come on with a synthesized voice announcing the time and just kept repeating it. I don't know, went several times. I just turned it off and went on. But I thought I'd mention it to you. Kind of missed the Friday night This Week in Technology. Wondered what happened with that. Hope I'm not opening a can of worms with that question, but that thought you'd want to know about the animated voice. Maybe you put the repeater to sleep at midnight or something and it gets stuck in a loop. I don't know. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, that's a very good question, both of them. For the first one, the repeater is a repeater, so it's supposed to repeat. So it was repeating. No, that's not a good answer. That's a bad answer. So that those storms that we had, all that water, it caused the power to go off and come back on really quick. And that caused a power surge. And that power surge just wiped out the Echolink node that we were using in the past, that had been using for well over a year, like a year and a half, without even rebooting or anything. It just ran and ran and ran and ran. Never had an issue till it got that surge of electricity, and then you couldn't even log into it. So I had to switch it out for the backup. And I thought, okay, while I'm switching it out, they've made some changes to the SVX Link software. So I went ahead and refreshed that. And when it was compiling and loading and booting up, it said it couldn't find a function. So I went in there and found and just defined that function just to hush it up. Well, that was a bad thing to do because that didn't hush it up. Instead, what that did is it launched for the first minute of the day. It launched the announcement for the time every second. And it took it 6 minutes to get all that said, to get all that out over there. So it ran for a minute and then it, ran for 6 minutes. Actually, it loaded the queue in the first minute, and then it took 6 minutes to drain the queue. So John told me about that. KN4RJN, who's going to be calling the net on Friday nights real soon here to, going forward, he told me about it a couple of times when it happened. So I went out there and removed that function and did some debugging and found out why it was asking for it and satisfied its needs, and so it doesn't do that anymore. So that was the first question. The second question is, this week in technology history was brought to you by Robert, who has decided, he reprioritized what his commitments were, and to maintain the integrity of his commitments, he had to let some things go, and this was one of the things that he let go. So he brought that to you every Friday, but he is no longer on the net, so we don't have that anymore. Is that a sufficient answer for both questions, Mike? N9GSX, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge, 2-meter net.
Was Dave. I just noticed it wasn't on there and just hadn't heard anything. I thought, well, I'll ask. Hopefully it wasn't inappropriate to ask, and apparently not. Well, sometimes we get busy in life and some things you got to say no to. And, or you got to quit doing it. Conflict of time and others. I understand that completely. Are you using Raspberry Pi on your node, or what? That's interesting, but I thought somebody had said something about it, but I had heard it, and I thought I'd at least say something where that was repeating. I guess I don't know. You got some pretty neat technology, because I know it sets the time and different things, and that may be something entirely. Perhaps that node is a Raspberry Pi type thing. I don't know. One of the Warn system has went to an All-Star node with a Raspberry Pi at the hub, and it also does the echo link. So that stuff kind of interests me. I just don't have time to get into it right now, but sure a lot of projects with the Raspberry Pi seem to be taking off and taking root. Go ahead.
It is a Raspberry Pi. When we first put Echolink on here over 10 years ago now, I guess, it was with an old server that I had that I wasn't using anymore, and I just stuck it off in another room, and it ran all the time. It ran pretty good. It was pretty consistent, but it would get updates. There's automatic updates every now and then. I think back then it was on Windows XP. I don't think it was sooner than that, but I can't remember for sure. But then eventually it died, and Johnny had one that he gave me to host Echolink on it, and it was significantly more powerful, and I think it was Windows 7 than the other one, so it ran even better on that one. But then I came home one day, and I had put the audio card in it. It needed a boost to the audio card, and so I took the audio card out of the old one and put it in the new one, and that audio card eventually cooked itself. So it just fried. It spun the fan that was keeping it cool right off the board, and it got overheated and melted plastic all over the inside of it. So instead of going with another full-size tower that consumes a ton of energy, whether it's doing anything or not, we started experimenting with the Raspberry Pi. And I got the tip from Alex over in Clemson, K4BAN, single board computers tips. I'd seen single board computers, but I never really knew, you know, never really looked into them until I was talking to him one Saturday morning, I think it was, and I went out and started looking into them. So I ordered one, and then I ordered another one, and then I ordered three more, and then I ordered a dozen more. And before you knew it, there were Raspberry Pis everywhere. And I came across this SVX link that had an Echolink module that you could plug into it. And so instead of buying another tower, because I didn't have any spare towers when that last one went out, I stuck one of those in there. And the thing worked good, and it continued to work really good. So we've been experimenting with that ever since. And that's been about 3 years that experimenting has been going on. But the repeater that's up there at the repeater site right now is not a Raspberry Pi. It's an old analog Kenwood repeater that you can't buy anymore. They don't sell them anymore. So we've been always wanting to experiment with using different technology for the repeater, something that is more modular, so that if a piece goes out, you can replace that piece. You don't have to replace the whole repeater. And that's what was up there when you were helping us out with our signal strength and everything. And we're contemplating taking it back up there because they've got the linking antenna ready or the temporary linking antenna is ready now to go up on the mountain. And we're contemplating doing that this weekend I don't know if we're going to do it or not, but I put my 2 cents worth in, saying I'd be ready to do it. But we've got to use this prototype repeater for some training that's going to come up on the 22nd. So we can't leave it up there. But that's the lowdown on the Raspberry Pi. Yeah, it works good. Oh, Alex and I, the other day, I was going to tell you, Alex and I linked our SVX link to AllStar via EchoLink. So each one of them has the ability to plug in an EchoLink module. And each one of them, one can connect to the other. So we connected them together last weekend. And sure enough, you can have SVX Link and AllStar talking to each other through their EchoLink modules. I think you can even eliminate the EchoLink module and throw raw packets at the UDP port, and it'll get even faster if they have a compatible raw packet mode that we could use. But it is fun. It's fun to experiment. I enjoy it a lot. N9GSX, W4DJW, on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
GSX in the group. I won't keep you too long. I know they're using a little bitty, not much bigger than a, is it OGT? Just a little bitty plug, plugging into one of the USB ports on the Pi. And it's a integrated sound card. And it's just about the size of the USB end of the plug that they're using now to interface them. And the Pi is pretty much just exploded with amateur use. That MFJ, I think it's 1234 remote station control is built on the Pi also. And I didn't get a chance to talk to Richard Long, but Richard Donald there, Long, N4LRD, I think is his call. I think that's right. And he had a little mobile hotspot and a app on his phone to where he could remote into that AllStar node, or maybe it was a hotspot AllStar node too. Built off of a Raspberry Pi and little plastic enclosure that was portable. So it's definitely something that when I retire I'll dabble with, because that's very reasonable priced. I think even the Raspberry 4 is only like $40, $43, something like that. And you're only limited by what you can program or find scripts or, I don't know what they call them on the Raspberry Pi. I don't know if they're scripts or anyways, the programming. I know it's compiled, usually loaded back in on the SD card. Certainly, there's got to be a lot less power consumption running on the Raspberry Pi. And, of course, I think it runs in Linux, or I think it's Linux, and so that seems like it'd be very good, and certainly be easy to keep power to with a DC power supply or battery, and backup would be easy to interface to, and just see a world of applications there. Maybe somebody, and they probably have come up with a complete repeater control in the Raspberry Pi. I'll let you answer to that, Dave, and I'll let it go and let you get the other dozen check-ins. Always enjoyed it, and we'll talk to you next weekend, if not before. This is N9GSX, back to net.
Okay, Mike, and your assumptions are correct, and even further. It's a full-blown Unix operating system with an advanced peripheral interfacing solution. So anything you can do on a Unix server, you can do on a Raspberry Pi. I downloaded, there's a bunch of people that have Unix satellite tracking software that has the map of the globe and the wave for where daylight and nighttime is. And it tracks the satellites as they go through day and night. and you can interface with that program through it. You can open a port just like any other Linux operating system. You can open a port. You can talk to that software. You can download satellites and where their current position is. That's what I did. I wrote a program that interfaced with those programs, and it drove two stepper motors to drive antennas that followed. It downloaded the next satellite that was going to come over the horizon, no matter where it was going to come over the horizon, and it would position itself for when that thing started coming up. And then it would start tracking it, and it tracked it till it went off the other horizon, and then it would pick up the very next one that was coming up over the horizon. And it would track them, and it was just constantly tracking them 24/7. And all you had to do is push the button and talk. It would even change the radio's frequency to compensate for a Doppler effect. So while it's controlling the antennas, it's also controlling the radio VFO and compensating for Doppler. All at one, and all through a little Raspberry Pi, a little computer the size you can, and you can program it. You've got programming packages, you link to libraries the same way. You can use scripts if you want to use scripts. They're going to be a lot slower than compiled language, but you can do that if you want to, like Python or Shell or Bash or any of those popular scripting languages. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I think you ought to pick one up and get into it. I think you'll enjoy it. Anyway, good talking to you, Mike. Hope you and Jama have a fantastic weekend. And we do have an Echolink station, so I'm going to give Echolink stations the opportunity to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Echolink stations only called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, good evening, Dave. Thanks for all that you've done for the club. Please check in out Kilo Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slabtown.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4FTU. That's Richard in Slabtown. You got some really good audio coming through that phone, Richard, or for whatever mechanism you're using to connect. You sound really good. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Hope you get a wonderful start to the weekend. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, go W4DJW. Hey, Dan, we can copy you, but it's nowhere near the quality of the last one you were in on. I mean, you're readable, but there's a lot of noise in there.
This is a handheld. I've just had to use it in a while. If we charge the batteries up, try it out, Harold.
Yeah, it would be perfectly acceptable to use to talk with. It's, I mean, you're 100% readable.
Okay, Dave, thank you there for the radio check. This is WP4, Fox. Echo, echo.
Anytime, Dan. Glad to be of service. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. Please check in KB0KBJ mobile here in Greer. No traffic. I'll be here for a comment.
JW. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, and all on the net.
KW. K4BAN, Alex and Clemson, negative, negative. Good evening, Dave. Everyone on the net.
W4DJW. Please check in. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you, N9GSX Mike, for holding us up until second shift arrived, because second shift is here. Net Control Electric recognize KV0KVJ, that's Steve, mobile in Greer. Got you down for comments, Steve. We'll be back to you in a little bit. Appreciate you being here, and glad to hear you're down here among us Southerners. KI4DOS, that's Gary. He's bringing with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. Good to have you with us tonight, Gary. Tell Joy we said hello. Hope you guys are having a fantastic Valentine's Day and a good start to the weekend. K4BAN, that's Alex. He's over in Clemson. Sounding good from Clemson tonight, Alex. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your weekend. And K4OSH, that's Pat Malden. Sounding good tonight, Pat. Appreciate you being here. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that round. Next one up on the stump this evening is KB4 KB4. KB0, KBJ, Steve, Mobile, and Greer. It's your turn, Steve. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, but don't take your eyes off the road.
W in the net, KB0, KBJ. I'm parked. I can't believe you said four. You ain't heard of zero in a while, I guess.
You are absolutely correct. I couldn't believe it when I said it myself. Probably said your call more than any other call other than my own ever. And I messed that one up. Anyway, I apologize. KB0, KBJ. You just haven't been around as much as you usually are. I'll blame it on you.
I'll take it. Yeah, no problem there, Dave. That reminds me of a time somebody tried to say my call, and it came out I was in 40 land after all. 40, it might have been some other digits in there too. Anyhow, yeah, good to hear Dan on. Boy, I ain't heard him in a while. Of course, I haven't been on, like you said. It sure is good to hear him back on the air. And, yeah, just kind of listening in here. I wasn't going to leave you hanging. I'd pop in here eventually if you didn't have anyone to comment. But I just wanted to see who all was checking in. Over.
Okay, I had a wild mouse. My mouse took off. I have to be clicked in the logging software and hit the F10 button to key up the radio. My mouse had wandered off. I couldn't find it. But, yeah, it is good. I did not know that he was going to get back on the air. It surprised me, too. He's only been on the air for like 3 days before he was on the air and you were on the air at the same time, but that was a wonderful surprise.
I sound the same as always. Actually, I think, well, not quite. I mean, his voice is a little gravelly. I can tell he hasn't been on the air in a while, so maybe he's got over hermit period or whatever. I know he's listening. I hope he is. You know it. Trying to get a rise out of him. Yeah, not much going on here, Dave. It's kind of cruising up and down Wade Hampton, and boy, it's looks different.
Well, that's what 10 years will do. It does change a lot in 10 years. Things move around, but they haven't widened it yet. I guess they're going to have to do that pretty soon. Last couple of times I've been down it, I was going to the club meetings, and when I got on it and I headed toward Taylor's from Greer, all I could see was a sea of taillights going toward Greenville. It was very populated, and that's, you know, about 6 o'clock. I guess that's during the time that people get off work, but I don't know, because I never really get out and drive much during the week, so I don't get to see all that traffic build up over that period of time, but it sure looked like a lot of traffic to me.
Yeah, so it used to be pretty quiet come nightfall on the highway there, but that's not the case right now, for sure. Of course, it ain't quite that late yet, but talking about traffic, as you know, I picked his van up in Pennsylvania, and now I'm here. I had to go around D.C. and Baltimore, and, you know, there's a bit of a difference when you jump in a vehicle out there in the Dakotas where it's not much for traffic, which I don't mind. I don't think anybody would. And then you kind of ease into a more heavily trafficked area with a vehicle you're familiar with versus doing what I did, fly into the area, jump in an unfamiliar, bigger vehicle, and then try to figure that thing out while you're dealing with bumper to bumper around big cities. Took me about a half a day before I realized I was sweating. And not just because it was heavy traffic, but might have had something to do with it, but also because I was warmer than I was used to. So I had to take my jacket off finally. Yeah, it took me about a half a day to kind of get the hang of it and whatnot, and become a little more relaxed behind the wheel. I've never minded driving, but it did take a little getting used to it. It was interesting, you know, learning that about yourself.
Well, I think there is another factor in there, and that is we're getting older. When I was younger, I could go to a city like Boston or Dallas or one of them on the West Coast or one of them like New York on the East Coast, or it didn't bother me. And I wouldn't even have thought of going to a place like that without a car and getting a car and jumping in the car and getting the map or whatever method I used at whatever point in time to get to the place I needed to be. Didn't even think two thoughts about it. But now when I do that, I'm thinking, boy, am I glad there's an Uber, because I really don't want to anymore. I don't want to battle with all that you just now talked about, the getting in a new vehicle. Where's the light switch? Where's the heater switch? Turn that volume down. it's just too overwhelming. You just get in the Uber and you just tell them where you, or they already know where you're going to go, and they take you to where you need to be and drop you off, and there's no money exchange. It's all done online. It's just fantastic. That's the best thing to solve that problem ever.
I'm going to find out about that. There's no Uber where I'm at, of course. It was kind of funny. I was up in visiting my brother in Minnesota about a year ago, year and a half ago. And my vehicle broke down just over 100 miles from home. So we had towed it. And, but there's my family, and so we're going through the fellow who's lining it up and to get the tow rig, and he said, well, only two people can travel. I'm like, what about the other three people we got? You know, you can't just leave them here. He's like, well, there's Uber. I'm like, no, there's no Uber out here. You don't even know where I live. They ain't gonna do a 120-mile Uber run. First of all, they'd have to come out of Twin Cities to even do it, and that'd be a 200-mile run. So, yeah, it was kind of comical. But I'm, like I said, about to learn about the Uber. I am 10 days going to be flying out again and heading down to Houston. And I'll be using Uber and going down to Galveston and hopping on a big boat and heading down further south on a cruise. So we're looking forward to that, me and Megan.
Well, good for you. I know you're going to enjoy that. And there you go. Prime example. Why worry about it when you can just get an Uber? And they're not that expensive either. I mean, they came in at a lower price than taxis, a whole lot lower price, with 10 times the quality. Because I had been using taxis, and I really hated it. Last taxi I used was in New York, and I just can't tell you how bad that taxi was. And I told the guys at work, I said, when it was time to leave, I said, what's the number? How do I get a taxi? And they said, just use Uber. And I said, well, you know, I've used that once before. I guess I ought to try that again. I got the app out, and boy, was I happy, because the guy, it was a young guy, college guy. He was, he had a fairly new car. It was really nice and clean on the inside. He was a good conversationalist, right? Whereas the taxi was opposite of all of that. It smelled really bad. There was trash all over the place in it. He drove round and round in circles. It was slam you up against one door, slam you up against the other door, slam you into the back of the seat. I mean, with brakes and gas and turning, it was pitiful. So, and the price was like almost double the price of the Uber. So glad to hear you and Megan are going to go down there to a cruise. I hope you enjoy that. So you're going to leave out of a port off Texas instead of off of Florida, huh?
Hey, he was charging, that taxi driver was charging for all the slamming. Thought it was kind of an amusement ride or something. yeah, we're getting, they leave out of Galveston, so there's no airport into Galveston, so it's about an hour drive down from Houston to there. So that's what we're doing. It was pretty reasonable. It was back in December when winter started setting in again, and Megan started looking online and dreaming and wishing. And she's done it in the past every year. And I've always, nah, that takes money. Then she mentioned how much it was or how little it was, and I was like, ooh, that's really not bad. But no, no. I thought about it. A day, 2 days later, I woke up, and I was like, hey, that cruise bit? Book us. She's like, you serious? I'm like, do it quick before I change my mind. I don't take long in getting out of the door to work, but before I was out the door, she's like grinning. She's like, it's done.
I'm like, we're going, I guess. So that was kind of funny. Then I started looking around for airplane tickets, and typically, I don't know if it's even been 5 years ago, you couldn't even get a commercial flight out of Watertown. They didn't even have air service. They were struggling. The previous carrier had fallen flat on their face and couldn't hold up the FAA contract, the essential air service contract part, and they left. Because we were subsidized, because it was such a small airport, you know. That's what the EAA business is, I think. EAS, yeah. And so we were out of service for a year. So, and even prior to that, you wouldn't even think going out of Watertown, because it was exorbitant prices. But you'd go out of Denver, or not Denver, Fargo to the north 2 hours, Minneapolis to the east 4 hours, or Omaha to the south 4 hours. You'd drive down there before you'd fly out of Watertown because of the price. So I was looking at them, and they were coming in, you know, at $500 or whatever. And I just Googled flights to Houston, and it chose Watertown. It was $258 a round trip, and I said, well, that deal. So that was another nice surprise.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let me take a standby just a minute, Steve, and see if we've got any other people that are waiting to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Again, Kilo, November 4, uniform, Bravo Golf. KN4UBG. Big Kevin, Fountain Inn. I'll be negative. 73 is you and everybody on that. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there.
DJW. Please check in Kilo X-ray 4, Sierra Delta Whiskey, KX4SDW. This is Steven in Liberty. I'll be negative. Over.
JW, please check in Bob, K4RHF. Kilo 4, Hotel Romeo Foxtrot. I'm in Taylor's. I'll be negative tonight. And y'all have a good evening. Thanks for hosting the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KN4UBG. That's Kevin in Fountain Inn. Good to have you with us tonight, Kevin. Happy Valentine's Day to you and your beautiful bride. Appreciate you being with us this evening. KX4SDW. Sorry about that, Stephen. KX4SDW. Stephen and Liberty. Appreciate you being with us this evening, Stephen. And K4RHF. That's Bob and Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Bob. Hope all's going well with you. Hope you're having a wonderful start to the weekend. And Steve, to get back to what you were saying, yeah, the prices for airlines are very reasonable. Right? When you think about it, what it would take for gas in the car and time in the car and your time and Megan's time. Yeah, that's kind of nice that you can find them like that. And if you do some shopping around, you can get some really, really good prices on them. And if you can plan ahead like you're doing, then even better. Earlier, I think you planned for them, the lower the price is.
Well, we've had that planned out since December there, so that ought to be early enough, you know. Or ought to have been. I didn't think that was too bad a price. When they finally got the air service back there in Watertown, they were going, initially they had always gone to Minneapolis, makes sense, you know, nearest major city. But they got some carrier that was based out of the West Coast, and they were connecting in Denver. That wasn't quite convenient, but at least it was service. And then United decided to come in also. And they're based out of Chicago. At least that's where they're connecting. And so now you can go both east or west from town. And I think that's what really makes it doable, because we're making use of both airlines, going east out of Chicago and down to Houston, and coming back up through Denver and then back over the western part of the state. So thinking that's why it makes it more desirable, you know. So I heard you talking about are more affordable. I heard you talking about perhaps going up on the hill tomorrow. If you do, I wouldn't mind joining you.
Okay, I haven't heard back, or I haven't looked back. Landon put it out there, and I didn't reply. He put it out there a couple days ago. I replied today, and I don't know that anybody else has replied. I'll look after the net and see, but I'll look you up if we do decide to go up there and let you know. And, yeah, because it's been a while since you've been up there. And I'm thinking of a solution for your not having service from where you are now. You're a pilot. You just need something like the Burt Rutan Quickie and the two-seater version of it, which will fly at about 120 miles an hour. And you just fly. It's only got a 16-foot wingspan. You could just fly out of your backyard over to an airport, land at the airport, get in the airport of your choosing. All right, 120 miles an hour. It wouldn't take you long to get wherever you needed to be. And then just hop the airplane wherever you wanted to go. There you go. There's a solution. You're a pilot, right?
Yeah, clown pilot. It's been so long since I've been up in the air. Well, actually, not quite that long. I've flown on my own. I have been a couple of years ago. I did go up with a fellow in a smaller single engine one. I didn't do the takeoff or land, and he did, but I did do a little bit of steering around up in the air, and it was pretty much, you know, like riding a bicycle, as they say. It wasn't doing anything new, so I'd have to brush up on that, I think. But if the name of the airplane holds up, I ought to be able to just do it like nobody's business. After all, it's easy, you know. Hey, you for a eyeball QSO tonight?
Did I do what? Run that last question by me again. I didn't catch it.
For an eyeball QSO.
Yeah, well, I might get interrupted. I've been watching my phone. Those guys I was talking to last night, we got them going in the middle of the night, and they're deploying right now, right? So they've already called me in once, but I'll probably be safe. I'm having confidence that they'll do okay. But I'm prepared for ending the net early if they call me.
Nothing new. That's happened before when I've been over. If it happens again, I might just have to go lay on the floor there and take a nap or something. Over.
Well, there you go. Yeah, sure, no problem.
Need anything from Starbucks?
I don't, but Amy might. I'll have to check with her. If she does want something, then all you have to do is just go in there and pick it up. She's got an app on her phone that'll just have it sitting there on the counter for you when you get there. Are you close to it?
Can be in a couple minutes.
Okay. I just asked her. She said no, she's good. She's going to sleep. She doesn't want to stay awake.
Coffee, don't do that to me. I had a big old pot of coffee with not a pot, but a couple glasses the other day. Cups, I mean. And it just put me right in. I was all sleepy. I was visiting over somebody's place. I just got all sleepy and stuff. I said, yeah, go. But I did it again. Again, I got sleepy, so I don't know, maybe taking after Ray or something. So, anyhow, I guess that's about it for me for right now. We'll catch you in a bit. W4DJW, KB0KB0.
Sounds good, Steve. Appreciate you hanging around for the RagChew portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening, and looking forward to seeing you a little bit. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW, please check in. Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4WZM, Daniel Mobile, downtown Greenville, trying to finish up work. I'd love to have a chance to say hi to Steve. I had no idea he's in town. KB0, KBJ, could I catch him to 2.10? I'm about to get off work. I'd like to say hi.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KJ4WZM. That's Daniel, about to leave off of work. Go ahead, Daniel, call your station.
KJ4WZM.
Daniel, KB0, KBJ. You didn't hit the repeater that time. You must have gotten a bad spot. Try again.
I'm in my vehicle right now on a handheld in the middle of downtown surrounded by buildings, so that might be why. Is there a way that I could catch up with you sometime soon, before you leave?
Number, don't you?
Get that. I'll call you or text you or whatever.
Yeah, I'll be around tomorrow and probably Sunday.
Catch up with you. Catch you later, KB0, KBJ, KJ4WZM. Back to you, Dave. W4DJW, KJ4WZM.
All right. Catch you later there, Daniel. KB0, KBJ, back to you, Dave.
All right. Glad we could get you together. Appreciate you checking into the net tonight, Daniel. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call W4DJW.
Kilo Alpha Bravo, tenants up in Arden, doing some work around the garage. I think that's a good location. Just wondering how the radio is your way.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4KBA, that's Kenneth and Arden, doing some work in the garage. You're completely readable. There's some white noise in there, but we can read, we can copy every word that you're saying, Kenneth.
W4KBA Alpha Bravo, I appreciate that. I'm going to try to clean it up. Greet everybody, and have a good night.
All right, Kenneth, you have a good weekend. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
T4, Foxtrot Yankee, Mischer, in Burnsville. No traffic, no roundtable. Thank you, 73.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4FY. That's Mischer in Burnsville, North Carolina. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us tonight, Mischer. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your weekend. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Okay, sounds like we got them all. Let's see, who's going to be calling the Met tomorrow night? I think that's Nathan, but I've got to look to be sure. Yep, that's Nathan. Nathan's going to be calling the KJ4RQZ. Nathan will be calling that tomorrow night, so I'm sure he'd appreciate you stopping by and checking in with him. Let's see, W4NYK, repeater, are you ready to copy my net report? Please copy my message number 406, routine abbreviated from W4DJW to W4NYK, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for February the 14th, 2020. QNI was 35, QTC is 1, break, sign it, W4DJW. How copy? Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
KW, I still think that thing is going to lock you out of the spaceship before it's over. K4RHF.
Hey, Bob, hopefully not. I don't think it's intelligent. I think it's got a long way to go.
That's a college professor. He teaches engineering up in Ohio. He said he made a very astute comment about 30 years ago, back when I was starting to study artificial intelligence. He said, before we develop artificial intelligence, somebody's going to have to perfect artificial stupidity. K4RHF, you have a good one. Thanks for hosting the net.
Sure thing, Bob. Appreciate you being here with us this evening as well. And yeah, I think I think there's going to be a long time before those things are trusted to do the things that we fear that they could do. Anyway, have a good weekend. W4DJW clear.